Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 17th, Morning. False Words. And David said in his heart, I shall perish some day by the hand of Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1. David's thoughts were false. He certainly had no ground for thinking that God's anointing was an empty act. The Lord had never deserted his servant. David was frequently in danger, but in every incident, divine intervention had delivered him. David's trials were many and varied, but in every case, he who sent the trial graciously ordained a way of escape. David could not put his finger on an entry in his diary and say, here is evidence that the Lord will forsake me. Rather, David should have recognized that because of what God had already done, he would continue to be his defender. But don't we also doubt God's help? Is this not mistrust without cause? Have we ever had even the shadow of a reason to doubt our Father's goodness? Is his loving kindness not marvelous? Has he once failed to justify our trust in him? No, our God has never left us. We have dark nights, but his star of love shines in the blackness. We have hard conflicts, but over our head he holds the shield of defense. We have gone through many trials, but never to our detriment, always to our advantage. The conclusion from our past experience is that he who has been with us in 6 trials will not forsake us in the 7th. What we have known of our faithful God proves that he will keep us to the end. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, Jude 24. Do not reason contrary to the evidence. How can we ever be so ungenerous as to doubt our God? Lord, throw down the Jezebel of our unbelief and let the dogs devour it. 2 Kings 9:36. October 17th, Evening. My Shepherd, he will gather the lambs with his arm. Isaiah 40:11. The sheep in the Good Shepherd's flock have a variety of experiences. Some are strong in the Lord, and others are weak in faith. But Jesus is impartial in his care for his sheep. The weakest lamb is as precious to him as the most advanced of the flock. Lambs lag behind, prone to wander and grow weary. But from all such dangers, the shepherd protects them with his arm of power. He finds newborn souls like young lambs ready to perish, and he nourishes them until their life becomes vigorous. He finds weak minds ready to faint and die, and he consoles them and renews their strength. All the little ones he gathers, for it is not the will of our Heavenly Father that one of them should perish. What a quick eye he must have to see them all. What a tender heart to care for them all. What a far-reaching and powerful arm to gather them all. In his lifetime on earth, he was a great gatherer of weak sheep. Now that he dwells in heaven, his loving heart yearns toward the meek and contrite, the timid and feeble, the fearful and fainting here below. How gently he gathered me to him, to his truth, to his blood, to his love, and to his church. With what effectual grace did he compel me to come to him? Since my conversion, how frequently he has rescued me from wandering and enclosed me in his everlasting arms. But best of all, he does it personally. He does not delegate the task of love, but personally condescends to rescue and preserve even his most unworthy servants. How can I love him enough to serve him worthily? I would eagerly make his name great to the ends of the earth, but what can my feebleness do for him? Great Shepherd, add to your mercies one more, a heart to truly love you. Amen.